to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos. It is, as always, just beautiful to have you here with me. And as always, I went and had a chat to Scott. We got a little bit derailed in the middle of it this time, which isn't really a surprise considering I was talking to Scott. But we're talking about decision making and decision fatigue. So have a listen and then I'll chat a bit more about it afterwards.
Good morning, this is Ultra 6.5, and we're back to normal. Last time I had Ruth in with me, it was the middle of the appeal, and so she graciously decided to talk about the appeal, which was great, but she's in with me right now. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. It is very worthwhile talking about the appeal. You know what? You don't have to only give it appeal time. You can give other times
that
as well.
That is true, and we've actually got amazing listeners that actually do give, like, you know, month in, month out, just because they love the radio station. They want to support what we do and partner with us.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's really cool, really cool. Hey, yeah. Now, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about decisions. How many decisions do you think you make every day?
Man. See, I reckon we probably drastically underestimate the amount of decisions we make every day.
It's really interesting because I Googled it because I thought, you know, let's think about it.
It'd probably have to be hundreds.
And the number that comes up all over the Google page is 35,000.
Really?
Which is a very large number. And that's, if you think about that, if you, you know, do the maths, that's one decision every two waking seconds. So that's probably an overestimation.
It does sound a little bit over, but it does make me feel very tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't realise I was making so many decisions.
That's right, yeah.
So it's funny though, my especially a couple of my boys, I'll ask them to make a decision about something. They're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, just make a decision. And they're like, I don't know. Like, you make a decision. I'm like, no, I don't want to make it. You make the decision. What do you want to happen?
It gets harder and harder, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, have you gone to the supermarket at the end of a long day? And it's not good. Suddenly you're impulse buying and, yeah. So I find it hard. I end up with decision fatigue, which is a word. You know, the science, there's a bit of a question about this, but I know personally for me, I want to cut out as many decisions as possible. So I decide ahead of time what I'm going to eat. So every morning I have pretty much exactly the same breakfast, which drives Moz crazy.
I was going to say, to be honest, that sounds really, really boring.
It is. It's totally boring. If you're wondering what it is, I soak some oats in milk. I add some stewed pears and a bit of Greek yogurt, and that's my breakfast. It's very boring, but I don't have to think about it. I can just get up and I save that decision-making ability for some other time. It's like Steve Jobs, wears the same clothes, probably not the same exact clothes, but the same style of clothes all the time he wore when he was alive.
Yeah.
He was famous for it.
Yep.
Because he wanted to use his decision-making power to do something else.
Rather than thinking about what you're going to wear that day.
That's right.
I have the same breakfast every day too, I have to confess. So I just have some fruit and Greek yogurt. That's my breakfast every day.
Yeah.
And it's really boring, but it's just like it's there and it's easy and I enjoy it. So why not?
Exactly. So, it still tastes nice.
Yeah.
So I just thought, you know, maybe some of our listeners haven't thought about this before, like how much effort it actually does take to decide on basic things like your breakfast, your clothes, and what you're going to do today. And in my blog post that I'm going to be putting up on ruthamos.com.au, I talk about scheduling, like when I go to the gym. So I know every day that it's part of the schedule. It's already decided. I'm going to go. I don't have to make that decision and I don't have to pull that willpower out. I can just say, oh yeah, this is what I do. So after I talk to you on a Thursday morning, I go and do a bit of work at a cafe for a while and then I go to the gym on the way home. Gym clothes are already in the car. No excuses. Just go and do it.
So, can I make a public confession to you and all of our listeners?
Why not, Scott?
Yesterday, I'm going to the gym 3 days a week. Yesterday, I just was not motivated. You know what I did for 2 hours? I sat outside the gym.
Oh, my
God.
I sat
in my car outside the gym. And I was talking to a friend on Messenger and I was, you know, like, and I was checking emails and stuff, but I was just doing everything I could to try and not go into that gym. And then after 2 hours, I had to be home.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, no gym today. I'll go. And so I drove home. I'm like,
that's okay. I mean, it's okay. You don't have to go every single time.
I know,
time.
But I wanted to go. And I was like, what am I doing? Just get out of the car and walk in the gym.
Yeah. Nah. Well, I find that if I've scheduled it, if I've pre-made the decision and I don't have to think about it, then it's just another one that I can just do as it. And, you know, because I work from home, I have quite a tight schedule because if I didn't, I wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
But just to not have to think every 5 minutes, what do I feel like doing now? It's just a really useful skill to have if you're finding that decision making thing hard.
So what would be some advice for you if somebody's struggling with those decisions?
Yeah, I just think to take a little bit of time and actually think through a few things that you can do that you can decide beforehand. So what you want to have for breakfast, just think about, plan that beforehand, maybe even do a meal plan for the week. If deciding what to make for dinner every night is too difficult, do it at a time when you have the energy and you can make the decision, and then you've done it. You don't have to think about will I, won't I at that hard time of the day. And yeah, if have a morning routine that you just do regularly every morning, have an evening routine. So these decisions are pre-made, their routine. Okay, it does sound boring, but that means that you can use the interesting part of your brain for more interesting
stuff.
You've
got more space for other areas
of
your life.
Let's be creative in other areas. Yeah, you don't need to be creative about what you do the 2 hours before you go to bed. You can just have that as a routine.
And I found, because I normally consider myself somebody who doesn't stick to routines and is quite creative, but I've actually found as I've gotten older that the more routine I have, it's like the more space I have, and I actually there's something really almost comforting about routine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I'm beginning to love. You know, it's like, okay, so I know I do this, and then I do this, and then I do this, and it's like you just don't have to think about it. Then it's like, okay, I know I'm doing these things. You know,
we do it for our kids. We do it for babies. Like, it's like, have an evening routine for your baby, because then they know it's dinner, bath, bed. They've got that down. And that, well, if it's good for babies and it's good for kids, why do we think it's not good for us? Yeah. You know, are we just doing this out of rebellion, Scott, really?
Let's bring a
little bit of routine into our lives so you can be creative in other areas. Yeah. I mean, I'm all for creativity, but let's do it, in other areas.
Yep. Love it. Hey, ruthamos.com.au.
That's me.
There's a blog there. I know there's also information about your books and stuff as well. It's really good to go to. So ruthamos.com.au. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Scott. There you go. That's my take on it. Having a little bit of routine is good for us. I mean, I know I work as a creative person, and so I'm making decisions all the time. So the work that I do as an editor means I have to decide, does the comma go there or does it not go there? You know, should it be a phrase or something else, or what word would be ideal for this situation? And as a writer, it's the same too. In fact, when you're writing novels, it's even more of a tiring activity, I think, just because you are making decisions on behalf of your characters. So what you tend to do when you're writing novels is you take your characters and you stick them into really horrible situations, and then you make those situations worse, and then often you make it worse again. In fact, you make it as bad as you possibly can until you get to the point of no return, and then somehow you miraculously save them from the bad situation. That's the plot of many of the novels that you've read, especially thrillers or crime novels. I always think, oh no, I haven't done the point of no return yet. And I like my characters and I don't like putting them through that. But anyway, that's what I have to do to make it interesting for you to read. So yeah, when I'm writing novels, I'm making decisions all the time. So many decisions. And actually, you know, it does wear you out. But I don't think I'm the only person who's making decisions every day. And as I said to Scott, I Googled how many decisions do we make, and it came up with that number of 35,000, which honestly, I don't know where it came from. No one else seems to know where it came from either. There's a lot of people on Google going, I don't know where they got that number from, but now everybody uses it. It's one of those numbers. So the number that I think is probably more appropriate was found by research. I'm a bit of a fan. Sheena Lyenga did some research I watched her TED talk, which is called Choosing What to Choose. Her number for the number of decisions that we make a day is 70. So the number of decisions you make every day comes somewhere between 70 and 35,000. All right, can't be clearer than that. Either way, I think it's pretty tiring. And I often find that, figuring out what to make for dinner is one of the most tiring things in my day. I don't want to make that decision by the time I get there. And so just recently, I've started menu planning again. It's very, very loose menu plan, but I've done it because also one of my problems is that I live very close to a supermarket, so it's very easy to put it off. It's all right. I don't know what I'm going to make, but I'll just go down to the supermarket at 5 o'clock and get something, which means that you're bombarded with supermarket decisions at the most tiring time of the day when you're just already done out with making decisions and don't want to make any more. So instead of that, I'm using a meal plan. Actually, for a while, we used one of those
meal boxes that came to us with a couple of meals already provided for and all the ingredients and everything. And that was last year, and we did it for about a year, and it was an absolute lifesaver. It really was, because it just meant I didn't have to think about it. In fact, when I got it and I saw that there were two recipes in the box, that was already too much for me at that point. I'm like, oh, can someone else decide which of these two delicious recipes that I've got all the ingredients for that I should make? I was done. I couldn't make decisions at that point. I'm feeling a lot healthier now, and I'm able to meal plan myself. So on Sunday afternoon, on Monday morning, I sit down and I think, now which days are we home and what meals do we need? And I write them down, and I leave Moz to do the meals on the weekend. That's the agreement we've come to. He cooks weekends and I cook weekdays. But then when I get to the end of the day, I don't have to think about it. I've already shopped. I've got all the ingredients, and that just simplifies my life. And so I've talked about also simplifying my breakfast. So I have a morning routine that I do every morning, up, dressed, same breakfast every morning. And then I have a quiet time, and then at 9 o'clock I start work. And whether I've got someone's paid work to do, or whether I'm doing my own novel writing or this podcast or whatever, I know that I'm in the office at 9 o'clock and I'm doing work, and that's pre-decided. Now, I'm not locked into it, and there's no one standing over me with a whip saying, this is what you must do. But somehow, having already made that decision when I was healthier and happier and not tired and not in need of coffee or whatever it was, means that I can do that thing that I've decided to do a lot easier. It is, the decisions that I've made are for an ideal week or an ideal day, and maybe it'll be different. In fact, it'll probably be different every week, as things don't go entirely according to plan, because we live in a fallen world and that's the way it is. But at least I have some idea of, if I'm in a good place and I know what's going on and I'm doing what I want to be doing, I've already decided what it is. And I think that's part of what allows me to work from home, because I think if I got up in the morning and thought, oh, I wonder what I feel like doing, I wouldn't be doing anything at all. I need to have made that decision beforehand. So a little bit of a schedule, a little bit of a pre-decided plan. I mean, it sounds funny to say limit decisions by pre-deciding, but if I've decided that for every week I'm going to do this, then that decision's already been made months ago, months and months ago, and I don't have to remake it every week, every single day. It takes those decisions away, and it just gives my brain more space and more freedom, and I can use my brain to do creative things. The decision-making that's in my novel is now possible because I haven't spent all morning going, I wonder what I feel like doing. So I guess routine is very good for limiting decision fatigue. And routine is very good for allowing us to spend our days in a way that makes sense and is how we want to spend our day. So, yes, you're not all like me. I think according to Susan Cain's Quiet, I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm an introvert. I am a very low on spontaneity person. And I'm not suggesting that every single person should plan every minute of their day like I tend to do. But I am suggesting that if you are feeling overwhelmed by decision fatigue, if you are feeling like you get to midday every day and think, I can't make another decision, if you get to the end of the day and think, I don't care what we have for dinner as long as somebody else decides what it is. Oh, I've been there so many times. If that's you, then consider taking a little bit of time out, making yourself a nice schedule or routine of some sort, maybe just a morning routine, maybe an evening routine. This is what I do after 9 o'clock every night, or some sort of routine, or maybe just pre-deciding what to have for breakfast every morning. Just remove some of those decisions out of your schedule and see if it frees up your brain to just feel a little happier and healthier and more able to make more creative and more fun decisions on the way through the day. So I hope that's helpful for you, and I will chat to you again soon.